Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day. And through it all, the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, it is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When I bought my first cell phone, the salesman convinced me to buy a limited warranty, which cost me $50. 2 months later, I got caught in the rain, and my phone was with me, and of course, it didn't work after that, so I brought it to the shop, and I showed him my warranty. And he says, "Oh, I'm very sorry, sir, that we don't cover water damage. You're going to have to buy another phone." So at that moment on, I decided that I would never, never buy a limited warranty because they're useless. So that Christmas, my brother bought me a nice saltwater fly fishing reel. It was pretty pricey, very nice. And I noticed on the box that it said, "Lifetime unlimited warranty." I said, "Gee, that's different. I haven't seen that before." Anyway, about a year later, I was fly fishing and the reel jammed on me. So I tried to take it apart to clean it out because probably the salt water. And while I ended up turning a two-piece reel into a three-piece reel, I broke it. So I called the company and on the other end of the line, I hear, "Repairs." I says, "Yeah, so I got this fly fishing reel from your company, and I was just wondering if it was under warranty." He said, "Name." So I gave my name. "Address." So I gave my address. And he says, "Okay, fine, I'll send you out a new one." I go, whoa, hold it, wait a minute. Time out here. Don't you need a receipt? Don't you have a proof of purchase? Don't you want the old reel back?" He says, no, your name is on the file. We trust our customers." So I said to him, I says, "You don't happen to sell cars, do you?" The moral of the story is, if you ever get a product that has an unlimited lifetime warranty, get it. Just get it. Let's say, for instance, I had an extra $1 million. I didn't know what to do with it, so I gave it to you, knowing that you would do some good things with it. I mean, think about that. You're thinking to yourself, look at what the good you can do with $1 million. How many lives you can change with that kind of money? You could maybe give it to a research scientist who's looking for a cure for cancer. Or maybe some relative is having some trouble with housing. Maybe you can help with that. Or maybe there's a young one in the family that could use a really good education. So many possibilities of wonderful things. With $1 million? You know what I call $1 million? A limited guarantee. It's a limited guarantee. Because you all know what can happen with money. Money doesn't always buy success. Look at Jesus. He had no money. He didn't own a company. He had no political power or influence. He didn't have a house. He didn't have a place to lay his head. Oh, yeah, that's right. He had a tunic. But they even took that away from him. And there's no one in history that has ever had more impact, has more influence, and has done more things for humankind than he has. And he did it with one thing. He did it all with one thing. With the Word of God. That's what the parable of the mustard seed means. The parable of the mustard seed means that the Word of God has a lifetime, unlimited guarantee for success. Think about that. Think what we could do with our lives and how we could help other people in our lives with such a guarantee, with such an unlimited lifetime warranty as that. You know, I always tell people, I says, you know, you get one shot at life. One shot. That's it. Stakes are high when it comes to life. So you want to make sure that you have absolutely everything that you need to be successful. And there's only one thing out there that has a lifetime, unlimited guarantee that'll bring you success. Make sure you take it.